It should be a no-brainer. People who live in a place known for rain and a device made for rain. But on a soggy Puget Sound day, umbrellas are as elusive as Bigfoot. Instead, you see people decked out like Don Patterson.
Typical Seattle wear. Today I'm going with a little 300-weight fleece underneath my Gore-Tex outer shell.
He says he doesn't even own an umbrella, despite the fact that Seattle has more days with wet weather than just about any other major city. And lots of media outlets like Q13 Fox making sure we're ready for it.
What do you want to know before you head out the door?
I want to know if it's going to be raining for my walk to work or my walk home.
Then don't miss MJ's forecast.
I've been accused of being everybody's mom because I tell them what to wear in the morning.
Meteorologist MJ McDermott's suggestion is usually a hooded jacket.
In fact, I had a producer once who came from Chicago who said, "Stop saying hooded jacket. It's an umbrella." And I said, have you walked around downtown Seattle? Have you seen anybody with an umbrella?
Not carrying an umbrella is a reasonable response, she says, to what the weather actually is.
We just don't get what we call that convective rainfall, where you get the big, gigantic clouds that just drive rain into you. We get that stratus, that low-lying gray cloud that just goes...
But so does London. People there use umbrellas, and plenty of locals here don't like to get wet.
Rain is like a black girl's kryptonite.
That's Ziggy Tufessa. She says just a few drops can annihilate her hair, but even she refuses to buy an umbrella.
It's the culture. Like, I mean, why do I buy 2 cups of coffee every day when I can make it myself? I don't know. I just do it.
The anti-umbrella attitude has been part of the region's history going way back. In the winter of 1851, the Denny Party sailed ashore at Alki Point in what's now West Seattle. One of the first things they encountered was...
rain, literally coming down in sheets.
Leonard Garfield is executive director of the Museum of History and Industry. He describes a drawing based on the settlers' stories. It shows women cowering under bonnets and blankets.
But what's missing from this tableau is something that was available elsewhere in the United States, and that is umbrellas.
Over the years, people have tried to champion the umbrella in the Northwest. In the late 1800s, there was Robert Patton, who everybody called the Umbrella Man.
He wore an umbrella as a hat every day of the year, regardless of the weather, and became quite a recognized figure around town.
So well known, the Seattle Times featured a caricature of him next to the paper's weather forecast. Still, umbrellas didn't catch on. Maybe they just don't work with our fashion sense.
Going out and getting a little bit wet and a little mussed up with the wind is not such a terrible thing in Seattle because the people that are going to see you at the other end are probably looking exactly the same way.
But if that's the case, how does a store that sells nothing but umbrellas survive here? Bella Umbrella is in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood. Customer Stephanie Carr walks in and picks up a black and white pagoda model with a purple handle.
I think that's super sharp looking.
Okay, sold.
Of course, since she's a local, it's not for her. It's for her mom.
Because my mom's from the East Coast. She's not a Seattle person.
So she needs an umbrella.
She needs an umbrella, exactly.
So maybe people in the Puget Sound don't rule out umbrellas entirely. Apparently they're great as gifts for out-of-state wimps. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.